Ezechiel, chapter 13. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say you unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear you the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Woe unto the foolish prophets, that follow their own spirit, and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. You have not gone up into the breaches, neither built up the wall for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, The Lord says, and the Lord has not sent them, and they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have you not seen a vain vision, and have you not spoken a lying divination, whenever you say, The Lord says it, although I have not spoken? Therefore thus says the Lord God, Because you have spoken vanity, and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, says the Lord God. And my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity, and that divine lies, they shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the register of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord God. Because they have seduced my people, saying, Peace, and there was no peace, and one built up a wall, and, lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. Say unto them which daub it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall, there shall be an overflowing shower, and you, O great hailstones, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall break it. Lo, when the wall has fallen, shall it not be said unto you, Where is the daubing with which you have daubed it? Therefore thus says the Lord God, I will even break it with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower in my anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. So will I break down the wall that you have daubed with untempered mortar, and bring it down to the ground, so that its foundation shall be uncovered, and it shall fall, and you shall be consumed in its midst, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall, and upon them that have daubed it with untempered mortar, and will say unto you, The wall is no more, neither they that daubed it. That is, the prophets of Israel who prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and who see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, says the Lord God. Likewise, you son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people, who prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy you against them, and say, Thus says the Lord God, Woe to the women that sew charms upon all wrists, and make veils for the heads, of every length, to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people, and will you save the souls alive that belong to you? And will you profane me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, to slay the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should not live, by your lying to my people that hear your lies? Therefore thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against your charms, with which you hunt the souls there like birds, and I will tear them from your arms, and will let the souls go, even the souls that you hunt like birds. Your veils also will I tear, and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand to be hunted, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Because with lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not turn from his wicked way, to save his life. Therefore you shall see no more false visions, nor practice divinations, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord.